This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz visited Ukraine on Monday, part of a flurry of Western diplomacy aimed at heading off a feared Russian invasion that some warned could be just days away. Charles de Ledesma.
Heading off a feared Russian invasion, Scholz plans to continue on to Moscow, where he'll try to persuade Russian President Vladimir Putin to back down over Ukraine. US officials have warned that Russia could attack this week, but Moscow denies it has any such plans, with concerns rising that a war could be imminent. Some airlines have cancelled flights to the Ukrainian capital, and troops there unloaded fresh shipments of weapons from NATO members on Sunday. Meanwhile, Ukraine's Air Traffic Safety Agency has issued a statement declaring their airspace over the Black Sea to be a zone of potential danger because of Russian naval drills. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov on Monday said Ukraine not joining NATO could be a solution to the crisis. He said Ukraine's confirmed and formalized commitment to abandon the idea to join NATO would certainly be a move that could substantially promote the formulation of a more meaningful answer to Russia's concerns. Moscow wants guarantees from the West that NATO won't allow Ukraine and other former Soviet countries to join as members. Iran claimed Monday that the United States canceled a prisoner swap deal a night before the agreed date. Saeed Khatibzadeh said, unfortunately, a deal for a prisoner swap was once achieved, but the American side went back on its word on the night before the agreed date. It proves once again how careful you must be when you make any agreement with Washington, because you never know if they will honor the agreement, even if they announce it. This is VOA News. The busiest U.S.-Canada border crossing reopened late Sunday after protests against COVID-19 restrictions closed it for almost a week while Canadian officials held back from a crackdown on a larger protest in the capital of Ottawa. Detroit International Bridge Company said in a statement that, quote, the Ambassador Bridge is now fully open, allowing the free flow of commerce between the Canada and U.S. economies once again. The crossing normally carries 25% of all trade between the two countries, and the blockade on the Canadian side has disrupted business in both countries, with automakers forced to shut down several assembly plants. Police in Windsor, Ontario, said earlier in the day that more than two dozen people had been peacefully arrested, seven vehicles towed, and five seized as officers cleared the last demonstrators from near the bridge, which links the city. New Zealand's Prime Minister says protesters who oppose coronavirus mandates are using intimidation and harassment as the convoy of demonstrators continues to disrupt the capital of Wellington. Police initially let the protesters set up tents and camp on the grounds of New Zealand's Parliament before arresting 122 people on Thursday and then backing off again. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern on Monday told reporters that the conduct of the camped-out protesters cannot be tolerated. A special United Nations panel is putting the finishing touches on a major science report that's supposed to tell people that so what about climate change. The report will highlight how global warming disrupts people's lives, their natural environment, and Earth itself. One activist group predicts it will be a nightmare painted in the dry language of science, but first the report has to go through intense review in a two-week virtual session of governments and scientists starting Monday. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change produces three of those mega climate science reports every 5 to 7 years. Russian teenager Kamila Valieva has been cleared to compete in the women's figure skating competition at the Winter Olympics. That's despite failing a pre-games drug test. The Court for Arbitration for Sport released its ruling less than 12 hours after a hastily arranged hearing that lasted into early Monday morning that the 15-year-old Valieva, a favorite for the women's individual gold, does not need to be provisionally suspended ahead of a full investigation. The court gave her a favorable decision in part because she was a minor or protected person and was subject to different rules from an adult athlete. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palka, VOA News.